This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's 25-year plan will turn 65 acres of arena parking lots into an extension of downtown, including more skyscrapers. Denverite's Andrew Kenny says the city had to adjust a view plane restriction that would have stood in the way of taller development.
Denver has legal protections for certain vistas and views. So if they were to build these towers as high as they want to, that would get in the way of certain legally protected views. The council agreed, with a little bit of heartburn, to amend that view plane.
Denverite's Andrew Kenny. The El Paso County Sheriff is asking for a raise for his deputies. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Sheriff Joe Roybal made the request as part of the county's budgeting process. He cited a survey by a local chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police that says deputy salaries are below the average among other Front Range law enforcement agencies, from starting pay to maximum salary. If approved, his income would not be among those that increase. The next budget hearing for El Paso County is scheduled for November 5th. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Coloradans can now see prices for procedures at Colorado hospitals through a new online database. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A nonprofit called PatientRightsAdvocate.org launched the website. It's called ColoradoHospitalPrices.com. There, people can view upfront prices on hospital procedures in one place for free. Here's founder and chair Cynthia Fisher.
Price transparency is a first major step to be the catalyst to do the great reveal of the absurdity of price variation that's going on across Colorado and across the country.
Fisher says transparency should be improved as sites are developed for other states. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.